Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey. And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15. Ever feel like you need one app for sales, another for inventory, another for accounting, and the list never ends? Managing a business shouldn't feel like a full-time job just to keep your software in check. That's why Odoo exists. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything: CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Everything works together seamlessly so your team can focus on what really matters: growing your business and serving your customers. Beyond simplifying your workflow, Odoo also saves you money. Instead of paying for multiple expensive platforms, you get one system for a fraction of the cost. And whether you're just starting out or managing a large company, Odoo scales with you. It's easy to use and fully customizable. It streamlines every process, giving you more time and freedom to focus on the parts of your business that matter most. Thousands of businesses have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com. Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Saturday, June 6th. Okay, I know. I know that I said last weekend that it was our last Money Watch Show. I know that. Mark Talercio, my executive producer of all things Jill, could you please come on the microphone?
We're back. We're back. Look at that. Back from the dead.
Okay, we never went away. But all right, I teased this last week because the powers that be, meaning the overlords, at the workplace said, okay, we're ready to do it. Put your last episode in the can for May 30th. We're going to do a teaser episode the week after. We start dropping twice a week after that. It'll be weekdays, not weekends. And then put on the brakes. So we're recording this on Tuesday, June 2nd. So yesterday, June 1st, they're like, we want to push the launch date back. Or push back the launch date. So Mark and I are like, all right, fine. We're just going to do our show. We're going to keep doing the show. We are going to keep talking to you about everything that is important in your financial life for as long as you'll have us. So no video yet, gang. Sorry. It just shows you that when we are in control of things, things move a little bit more smoothly. As soon as you have a corporate overlord, things get more complicated, Mark. It's everything you wanted to avoid.
Exactly.
In this career. You know what? I don't know. I honestly think that there are many layers before me and Mark in this decision making. I don't even think the people who actually were giving me the information are the ones who decided this. But here's what you need to know. For the foreseeable future, we drop Money Watch on the weekends. When we're ready to drop Money Moves, our new show that will also have video, we'll let you know. I am not going on and doing a final show until I really know for sure. And I'm going to get someone's blood oath. Maybe I should have asked for a bonus for every, it's like with a contractor, Mark. Have you ever done that with a contractor? Like, yeah, I'll give you the money. Every day you go over, there's a penalty. Wouldn't that be good? We should impose a penalty. So what does this mean to you, dear listener? It means that we're still here for you. We're still taking questions. We still want you to go to our website, That's JillOnMoney.com, JillOnMoney.com. And if you've got a question, you click the Contact Us button. You let us know if you want to come on the air by checking the box. You should also do all the smart things like, by the way, subscribe to us here on this podcast, because as soon as it shifts over to Money Moves, if you're a subscriber, everything will switch, including the cover art, which seems to be one of the big things they're trying to wrestle with. But whatever. I don't even care. I only care that we are here for you. At the end of the day, this program is about you. It's not about me. It's not about Mark. It's not about the corporate overlords. It is about you. And we are here to answer your questions. So we always are just like, we take a minute here. I'm going to breathe and say to you, this show does not exist without you. And we moved a long time ago away from this idea that someone's going to tell us what you need. No, you tell us what you need, and we are going to respond to that. So again, a financial question, an issue, a query, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us that note, and we'll get you on the air. So today we are joined by the lovely Eric from Southern California. I had written SoCal down on my notes, and so I couldn't quite, I first read that as social in my head. Anyway, Eric, welcome to the program. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Jill and Mark. Nice to be with you.
Good to be with you. What's going on, man?
Well, I've just recently left a job after almost 16 years.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Speaking of the corporate overlords, and I'm moving to a new position that I just started yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. So, wait a second. Did you have the job and then quit, or did you quit and then get a job?
I had the job and then quit.
How did it feel to give that notice?
You know, I have to say it felt like a little bit of a divorce. But
really?
When private equity gets involved in business, we'll just leave it at that.
I understand. And by the way, if any private equity wants to buy out Money Watch and Jill on Money, we're happy to take the money. Okay, so you got a new gig. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How old are you, Eric?
I'm 41.
Are you married, single, partnered?
I'm married. My wife is also 41, and we have one daughter. She's 10.
I just read something funny today, just speaking about the University of California system. Did you see this whole mess up, Eric, with the University of California professor saying we want to reestablish the SAT and the ACT?
I've heard a little bit about that. I can't say I know enough, but it's very competitive to get into these schools.
I'll tell you. So we can't count on your 10-year-old getting into Berkeley. Is that what you're saying? We can't count on it. She actually has to do something.
Well, part of my question is, and I even wrote this down, you know, is college even going to be a thing?
Oh, my God. That's fascinating. All right. So you got this new gig. How much are you making?
Base 150, variable comp, a little over 100.
Okay. Is that like a target or you think?
Target.
Okay. And does your wife work full time?
She works, yes, full time.
Wow. You had to think about that.
Well, she is a contractor. She's got her own business, and she works in the school system or for school system. So I would say it's definitely a full-time job.
Okay. How much does she earn?
Roughly between $100,000 and $120,000.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. But she's not an employee. In other words, does she have a retirement plan or a pension available to her? But or
no.
Not?
No, she does not. She has a SEP IRA, which we'll get into, but she does not. She is an independent contractor.
Okay, got it. All right. So before you left your other job, how much were you making? Less, more, same?
I was making slightly more. My base was about the same, and my variable was a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So this is effectively a lateral move in a different side of the business that we work in.
A lateral move, but a real upgrade for sanity. That's what it
a big upgrade like. For sanity.
All right, good. All right, so now tell us what brings you to us. The new job, like what's or is there a specific question around what's going on with that job?
Yeah, so I guess both a midlife crisis check in with Jill, my effective browbeating. And then I'd also, you know, in getting this new job, there is a little bit of, there's change in kind of what they do for matching. So it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so I figured it would be a great time, you know, now that we've got this 401k that we have to figure out what we're doing with and just kind of get a check on life and see where we're at.
Amazing. Well, first of all, I don't think it's going to be midlife. I think maybe I'm going to say 3/8 because I don't think it's mid. I feel like you're going to live till you're 95, 100. If you're 41 and you're pretty healthy, you got a good life expectancy. So we'll get you there. So the old retirement plan, is that still at that place?
It is still at that place.
Okay. How much money is in the old retirement?
$605,000.
Wow. Is that traditional or is it Roth?
It's mostly traditional. I just figured it out. Out of the 605, about 25,000 is Roth. They offered the Roth a couple of years ago.
Okay. Got it. And your wife's SEP IRA?
That's relatively new. That only has 21,000 in it.
Does she have other retirement assets from others from previous something or other? Anything?
Unfortunately
out there?
Not.
Okay. Okay, this is all good. So what's the new retirement plan look like?
It's different for sure. What they do is they match 50% of contributions up to 5%, but they do not have a 401k plan that comes out of your paycheck. So So effectively, if I want to invest this $7,500 per year, and it's 5% of salary. So it's effectively maxed at $7,500 per year. I get to choose kind of what I do with that. And they provide that contribution mm-hmm. in a expense reimbursement.
Oh,
I know.
So it would not be taxable to you.
Correct.
Because it's an expense reimbursement. Oh man.
That's how I'm being told to me by multiple people.
Okay. And they don't have a 401k, so we could not roll your old plan into there. They have
correct.
Nothing set up. Okay.
Correct.
Is your wife's SEP as traditional as well?
It is.
Okay. This is very interesting.
Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey. And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15. Ever feel like you need one app for sales, another for inventory, another for accounting, and the list never ends? Managing a business shouldn't feel like a full-time job just to keep your software in check. That's why Odoo exists. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything: CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Everything works together seamlessly so your team can focus on what really matters: growing your business and serving your customers. Beyond simplifying your workflow, Odoo also saves you money. Instead of paying for multiple expensive platforms, you get one system for a fraction of the cost. And whether you're just starting out or managing a large company, Odoo scales with you. It's easy to use and fully customizable. It streamlines every process, giving you more time and freedom to focus on the parts of your business that matter most. Thousands of businesses have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
The old retirement plan, where is that held? What company?
Principal.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. We got to get you out of that.
Oh, really?
It's gotten better, I will say. I've come across some principal plans recently, and it's definitely better than what you used to see.
I will tell you, it's
still a life insurance company, and I have a feeling we could do better.
Okay.
Are you
clinging to that for some reason?
No, I guess not. I did look in. I mean, I'm invested 100% in the Fidelity 500 index fund.
Okay.
And the plan fees were pretty low. Q1, it was like it was $363.84.
In Q1, it was how much?
$363.84.
So you mean, but that's why you would keep it in their plan. If you just had an IRA rollover, all you would do is buy the Fidelity Index 500 and have no cost every quarter, right?
We can do that.
So I'm not sure why. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm glad it's better. And if the S&P 500 shows as like it's 5 basis points or something, that's fine. But like, why not then just roll it over? Where's your wife, SEP, held?
At LPL Financial.
Oh, God, here we go. Another, okay. Sorry, LPL fans. And my friend is the, it works there, but, and
our friend works there as well. But we'll move it if that's the best thing for us.
Is somebody helping her manage it?
No.
Okay. No. So it's just like we opened it up for you.
Correct.
Same thing. We just open up an account. I mean, it's not terrible. It's just that I'm not sure I'd want you to move. I would rather your relationship be at Fidelity if we're going to move to Fidelity and just move it. You can move SEP to SEP. Not a problem. Is she also invested in the S&P 500?
It is not invested in the S&P 500.
Do you know what's invested in?
I apologize. I do not.
Why are you apologizing? You don't have to apologize. It's okay. All right. So what's going to happen is you roll over your old plan. You have your Fidelity account. You save yourself. Look at that. I'm already Mark. Just to point this out, the obvious that, you know, we're already helping out our dear friend Eric. $1,452 we just saved him for this year. So you roll it over. That's fine. Now you are going to put $7,500 into what? And that gets reimbursed. Does it have to be an IRA?
It can be anything. It can be a brokerage, from what I understand as well. And so that's where I come to you wondering what I should be doing. I mean, I do feel like I should be doing more Roth.
Yes.
We really don't have a lot of Roth.
Mark, could we do a backdoor Roth and just make that happen every year? Or is it the old retirement plan going to cause any problems there or not?
No, the current retirement plan shouldn't matter if it stays where it is. If you roll it over and you're looking to do backdoor Roth, then it's going to make things a bit messier.
Well, that's the issue now. Now I'm thinking that we don't. Now, instead of me crowing about how we saved him $1,452, if we're going to do a backdoor Roth, we don't want you to have a IRA account. That's like one little hiccup here. Mark, can his wife open a SEP IRA that is a Roth version?
Yep, that's totally doable. They do exist nowadays.
Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we have your money go into brokerage and her money go into and put all of her SEP into Roth, but she'll still have the same problem. We'd have to convert it, right, Mark?
Yeah, it'd have to be converted to avoid the pro rata mess, but it's not a huge balance. So, you know, if you're going to do it, now's the time to do it.
Well, this is very complicated. Okay, Eric, we're just in real time poking around here. The question is it worth paying $1,400 or $1,500 a year, which is what it will cost to stay at the principal, right, versus and give yourself the opportunity to do a backdoor Roth? And wait a second. Do you think this company is going to put a 401k in? How could they have, like, at some point they have to put it in? Is it tiny? Is it a startup right now?
It is an international company operating in the United States, and their operation in the United States is small.
Mm. So it doesn't sound like that's going to – it does not sound like the retirement plan issue is going to change anytime soon.
Correct.
Mm. All right. So here's the question. I'm going to lay it out to both Mark and to Eric and to listeners. The choice is you pay this $1,400 or $1,500 a year to stay in the principal so that you can do – a backdoor Roth. You know what that is? That's basically you make a non-deductible IRA contribution and then you immediately change it into a Roth. So you get no tax deduction, but you start using the Roth to accumulate money. That would be for you. Your wife keeps using her SEP IRA, same deal, and we leave everything as is. So that's one choice. The other choice is, forget it. I will just roll over my retirement account. I'll save the $1,400 or $1,500 a year because I'm going to just be 100% invested in the index anyway. And then I will open a brokerage account and accumulate the money there. Those are the two choices. So first, Mark, which way are you leaning?
I think I'm leaning toward leaving it where it is. I get that the plan is pricey, probably pricier than what you find with your average retirement plan out there in terms of administration fees. But I think I'm going to leave it there. That way I can do backdoor Roths going forward. And if there's still excess cash beyond that, then I would direct that into a brokerage account.
Okay. Eric, are you convinced one way or the other? What are you thinking?
I my initial thought was just to leave it alone and do some of and start doing IRA contributions with and then roll it in and do the backdoor Roth conversion.
Okay. You guys win. I could be convinced either way. I would lean towards, just because I don't like fees, I probably would lean towards just using brokerage, but I could be convinced. And I think it's probably, I'm not sure it's going to be this way for such a long time. I feel like we'll have different choices. So let's stay with it for now. Stay in the principal. Then you have to open up a an account somewhere. You can do it at your LPL if you want to keep it in one view, if you want to just do it there, but you can't pay, you do not pay an extra fee or anything, but you have to move, you have to have some account where, some place that's going to hold this, your wife's SEP IRA, your new backdoor Roth. You have to have that in some place.
You're going to need a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA because first it's going to go into the traditional IRA and a non-deductible contribution, and then you're basically going to turn around and convert it immediately into the Roth. So, you know, I would look at Fidelity, Vanguard, or Schwab, any of those places.
Do I have to do, can I do the contributions monthly to the IRA and then convert it to Roth at the end of the year?
Yeah, you could do it that way, but I would recommend lump sum all at once. It just makes for a much cleaner process.
How much cash do you guys have on hand?
About
$75,000. Oh, then let's get that. So why don't we use that?
Okay.
Right? Then you don't have to worry about it. How much and you guys spend, do you think?
Probably $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
Jeez. That's a healthy amount on your income. Okay, this turned into a very lengthy conversation, gang. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to leave it here. We're going to come back tomorrow and finish up with Eric because it's this complex situation where new job, new retirement plan, but there are other assets and a whole bunch of stuff going on. So what Mark and I decided was we would make this two different episodes distinct. So now that's it for today. Tomorrow, we will have more from Eric in Southern California and find out what he needs to be doing. And if you've got a question about your life, maybe you've got a new job, maybe there's a new retirement plan, maybe not quite as weird as Eric's retirement plan, but just new benefits, get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you would like to join us on the air live, just check that little box and we would be delighted to have you. Don't forget, all of our content lives on the website, jillonmoney.com. So just, why don't you just bookmark it? It'll be easier. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite shows. Don't forget to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.